Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Jerome, and our preacher is from Italy, Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Translating Our Faith.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While everyone was amazed at all that Jesus was doing, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was concealed from them, so that they could not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we remember Saint Jerome, that extraordinary translator, apparently a very difficult character, to put it mildly, but most certainly one of the great biblical scholars. We owe the Vulgate principally to him, with some collaborators. And if you remember that he had to do all this work without any of the instruments translators have today, no dictionaries, no old-fashioned typewriters, no computer to tell you the meaning of a word or how to render it in another language. When you think of that, what he did is nothing short of staggering. Everything was done the hard way. And somehow, he also managed to find time to engage in lively and sometimes bitter controversy with various people. He wasn't universally liked, and by all accounts, that was largely his own fault, because he was a formidable opponent. And not infrequently, he sank to the sort of virulent, contemptuous invective that made him many enemies. Well, today's gospel reminds us of just how important translation is, not only between languages, but between, how can we put this? Between levels of comprehension. When Jesus told the disciples that he would be betrayed, they didn't understand. Luke says his meaning was concealed from them. But what it boils down to is that they weren't very advanced in faith at this stage. And the translation of what Jesus was saying came to them not from a brilliant scholar like Jerome, but from the terrible experience of the passion and death of the Lord. And once they'd understood that, they were able to move on to understand the resurrection. And we all need translators sometimes, don't we? A preacher who illuminates a text for us, an apparently chance remark that makes you say, "Oh, all right, oh, I see what it's all about." Or an experience of a very particular joy or a very particular pain that stops us in our tracks and brings us face to face with the demands and the rewards of our faith. What's crucial is that we mustn't be afraid to ask God to help us understand, because he is the very best, the very greatest of all translators.